us alone, waiting for the light to go. Don't you feel that hunger? I've got so many secrets to show. When I saw you on that stage, I shivered with the look you gave. Don't you hear that rhythm? Can you show me how we can escape?
Welcome back to the Velvet Studio. It was Queen Media. And that was Years and Years Shine and Years and Years frontman Ollie Alexander, who I think is adorable, is in an apparently an intense relationship with Clean Bandit's Neil Amon Smith. We'll be listening to a Clean Bandit song.
How does one define an intense relationship?
Well, from what I can tell, from the...
Because from what I've read, they're just in a relationship... And they're okay being public about it, I think.
Well, from what I read is they of course, they're busy peoples. They are very busy peoples. And they see themselves rather, see each other, not themselves, they all own mirrors. They see each other incredibly intermittently. So they might not see each other for, you know, weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
That's just a long distance
but then
relationship.
But they'll see each other for like 3 days, and then it's super intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's... That's how I would describe an intense relationship. I feel like that was an accurate summary of their relationship. based on media reports, which are obviously highly reliable. So says the media. So, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Speaking of media reports, do you know what? We might get back to the families thing in a minute, but you know what really upset me yesterday?
Tell me what really upset you yesterday.
You know what really upset me yesterday? Is
what really upset you yesterday?
I feel like this is going to be a girl's, Spice Girls reference. But no, it's, what really upset me yesterday was that the United Nations Development Goals stripped out any reference to LGBT rights. Now, previously they had been there, but now all of a sudden they don't want no LGBT rights in the developmental goals.
Isn't the Secretary General of the United Nations currently a representative from Uganda?
I don't know the Secretary General off the top of my head.
It is. It turns out, I learned this very recently, the Secretary General for United Nations, it goes on rotation. Mm-hmm. It's basically just, it's your country's turn, and therefore you're in charge for a brief period. Mm-hmm. And it just happened to be that, do you know what? We both have the internet right in front of us. I'm going to look this up, because I'm
well,
not going to
so you
guy.
Do that, I mean, what do you think along the terms of GLBT adoption? I mean, I know that I will likely adopt myself once I'm in a position where that's a feasible option. I was actually joking to my partner. I was saying that...
He's from South Korea.
We're going to be talking about... we're talking to CAS about adoption to try and get the file through on William and Sandra. Oh, yeah. How did I not know Ban Ki-moon? Everybody knows Ban Ki-moon. Anyway, you totally threw me off my game there. Anyways, I was teasing Jake about adoption, which I'm sure he'll appreciate me announcing to everybody in Radio World.
Absolutely. That's how these things go.
Yeah, no, but what do you think about the fact that, you know what, 15% of cases, I mean, even a conservative, a generous estimate of the community is only 10%. And then when you narrow that down to, you know, the age range where you can be a parent, mm-hmm. You know, that's a very high statistic.
Well, I think that's a large part of it. Same-sex couples, without getting into surrogacy, don't really have the ability to produce their own bebés, generally speaking.
We have tried.
Yes.
With much enthusiasm.
The other thing is, I believe the average age of first marriage in the same-sex community is about 10 years above the average age of first marriage for the heterosexual community, or the general community. I don't know what we should...
And that would be a Canadian statistic, not an American one, being that they haven't had 10 years.
Oh, yes,
marriage.
They haven't really had, yet. And so even if you do want to have your own bebés, if you're a 35-year-old woman, every year above 30, the chances of certain common disabilities become more and more common mm-hmm. over time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, recessive genes become more likely to express. So you might have, like, a diabetic baby that, like, it becomes more common every year above 30. So you have women marrying for the first time in their mid-30s saying, you know what, I would rather give a healthy existing child a healthy home than risk producing an unhealthy child. Why not, right? Or yeah. Mix, you know, one of each. It's also pretty common for people to do surrogacy, to have one child of their own genetic stock and then just, like, adopt a whole bunch as well.
Make it sound like a bit of a mixed bag. If you are a GLBT family in Ottawa, and being that there's 15% of you out there, so there must be a lot of you folks, send us a message, tweet us at Velvet Studio One with your story. We'd love to know more about the realities happening here in Ottawa. And if you're listening to us elsewhere, what's the environment like where you are? What's the adoption process like where you are? Tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly.
How will they tell us?
Via the Book of Faces or through email and the website. And
such
so on.
As?
Such as what?
I'm trying to hint that you
right.
give addresses. And...
Oh, well, Facebook/ Velvet Studio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or velvetstudio.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a Twitter feed as well, don't we?
Yeah, at Velvet Studio One. I mentioned that earlier.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to remind people that they can contact us
I actually,
and how to do so.
So my friend that I referred to earlier who's
and
doing
surrogacy.
And encouraging
them to do so at the same time. I'm just going to keep interrupting you.
Yeah. My friend of mine that does that did surrogacy, he actually had some difficulty with, and this is why I ask questions related to training, he had difficulties with one of his workers, and there appeared to be a hesitancy to place with their family. You know, one of their, you know, his partner is in the Air Force. I mean, of course, they move around once every, well, however often military families,
years, yeah.
Yeah, move yeah. around. Which, I mean, may have been a factor. And, you know, one doesn't know the ins and outs of these files. But he created the impression that there may have been homophobia. But, you know, if the training that the lady on the phone mentioned is true, then, you know, you can hope that there is, that that isn't the case. And it certainly does not appear to be the case here in Ottawa, where there is a positive overinflation of GLBD families.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be looking to adopt now that you know that as a single gentleman, you can... I love how she described it as a teenager who's struggling with school and doesn't know about their future career. And I'm like,
Yeah, that totally changes when you start going to school.
I was like, yeah, definitely can empathize there. And I mean, I think that's interesting to bear into account that a lot of single individuals may throw themselves out of the running and discount their own abilities. You know, if you have a spare room for an Airbnb, you've got a spare room for fostering or adopting.
For a troubled teenager, yeah.
Absolutely. And not even necessarily troubled, but, you know, just somebody who needs a space, you know.
If they're 16 and a half, you have 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, probably longer, too.
Yeah.
Give them a little, you know, somewhere to stay while they get back on their feet, that sort of thing. So 2 years, 3 years commitment, help out a young'un who needs help. Good stuff. The day I can afford myself, I will probably actually start looking into this. And I'm not even saying that just because it's the episode's topic. I've actually met quite a few people who've been through the foster care system, and the need for foster care parents who are well suited for teenagers, because a lot of people who adopt, you know, they want to start from scratch and raise them as their own, and not many people, it doesn't appeal to that many people. Whereas, like, I've dealt with, I mean, okay, through my teaching experience, I have done kindergarten all the way through second year university, all years inclusive. And I think I probably got along best with the teenagers, especially the ones who hated everyone. Probably because those were my friends in high school. And, you know, a lot of them, they're just not used to being treated like an adult. So they start giving you lip and you're like, shut up, kid. They're not used to that.
Yeah.
And then they speak back to you. And that's okay, because they're not really used to having a voice, to having a space to challenge other people, or to talk back, or they talk back all the time, but they're not used to being listened to.
Are you suggesting that the CAS should start recruiting from, like, TAs and teaching assistants?
Possibly, yes. Also, I think angry drag queens would be really good for teenagers.
So if you're an angry drag queen and listening to this, be sure to file for adoption ASAP, as you are more than qualified.
Just like I could see them being like, you do you. And then they do themselves like, that was stupid. What did you learn? Like, I could see that being a potentially constructive environment where they help them and protect them, but also let them make their own mistakes, which is very important for teenagers. You need to let them make their own mistakes, but also be there to help them afterwards.
Yeah.
Clean up the mess, you know, scoop up the vomit into the bucket.
That's true. So we obviously mentioned earlier that Clean Bandit and Years are in an intimate relationship, so we thought we'd play one of each. What made you choose this particular song?
I like it.
Okay, then we're playing out with Dust Clears.
Also, they actually have Lulu a reference to a famous painting in the music video.
Oh, what's the painting?
The Skating Priest.
Oh, I can't say I'm familiar with that particular painting, but we will, you know, soon find out. All right, and we shall...
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
All right, thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Imagine if the life that you wasn't really there. It was made up in your mind, could be anyone, anywhere. Cause you'd been living in a world of your own design, undermined. In another place, other space and time. As the dust clears and it all starts to disappear, it may get harder, cause you just restarted. And wherever you are, land on another star.